Okay, good morning, everybody. So we start a new limud today, which is after we finished all of the halachos of Chanukah. I said, you know, the Beis HaKnesses is midin mikdash ma'at. So what's more appropriate to talk about leading up to Chanukah than our Beis HaKnesses and the halachos of Beis HaKnesses, which, of course, as we saw, the whole concept of lighting Chanukah candles in the Beis HaKnesses is not just midin pirsumei nisa, but it harkens back to the menorah. So we begin with Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, and the halacha is that when you have 10 Jews living together, they can actually use kfiyah, they can use force to impose on each other financial obligations to build a shul. Not only that, but the shul should have Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, and it should have a proper Beis Medrash, it should have proper Svarim, Gemara, Mishnayos, Shulchan Aruch, etc. Now, this is true, the Aruch HaShulchan says, even if the individuals have a place to daven, let's say they're renting a place, but it's not a shul, they can compel each other. So the right thing to do is to build a shul. Now, this is not the case if there's another shul where everybody can daven. They could say, okay, well, I could just daven in that shul. And it's also not the case if we're talking about an extant shul and people want to make aesthetic improvements. Aesthetic improvements, it's not fair to compel somebody else to say, we need something more ornamental, something that looks a little bit fancier, a little bit more ostentatious. No, you can't force other people to do that. But if the roof is leaking or the walls are crashing in, they can use kfiyah for these purposes. So the question always is, how do we make the assessment? How does it come down to the money, okay? How does the building fund work exactly if they can compel each other? How does this work? So we find different positions in the Achronim. Some say it should be allotted according to the members of the family. If you're going to take up six each in the shul, you could pay six units. The others people say that it should depend on the person's means. Even if he's going to only take up one seat in shul, but he's a trillionaire, so let him pay, you know, you have a progressive rate. So some people say it's a combination of the two, right? Some people say it depends. If you're only renting a place, it should depend on the number of seats that you want to rent. If you're buying a place, so then you go in accordance with the person who has means. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, I remember hearing this from my grandfather, Zichron Levracha, came from the same part of Europe. He says, in our community, it all depends on where you want to sit. In the Eastern Europe, the Mizrach Vant, the Eastern Wall, was considered the most chashuv place. So if you want to pay, it's like a Lahav deal, but it's like Yankee Stadium. You want to sit in the bleachers, you pay a bleacher ticket. You want to sit in a skybox, you're going to have to pay for the skybox. So it could be determined on that basis. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in this context that if the Bnei Ha'ir, you know, have difficulties in terms of figuring out the assessments, not that that ever happened before, that people fought about who should have to pay what, but assuming very hypothetically that such a thing would take place, that not everybody was thrilled with the building fund, they should have a bezdin set up, and the bezdin is going to figure out, this is going to be the rules of the road, this is how we're going to do the assessments, this is how we're going to make sure that everything is done in a fair and proper way, and everybody should, of course, accept the authority of that particular bezdin. I wish everybody a wonderful day.